02. The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
To understand this. From here on, when we talk about Tennessee problems, not only do we have a backyard Saturday cookout that went bad, too many hot dogs on the smoker, if you'll recall, back in the day, but now we've got McDonald's bags full of cash. Whether that's true or not, that's going to be a thing forever now. That never goes away. Whether there's any accuracy to it or not, I'll get into that. Yes, I'll address that. I've got you under control today here on the Wednesday edition. Here's the guesting. Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia will check in with Pick Six Previews. Always a pleasure. He put out a list of teams, football teams, college football teams that have won the most games over the last 25 years. Pretty interesting. We've covered this somewhat before, but we'll go through a little bit of it. We won't go down the whole list, but we'll give you some of the finer details of that list here momentarily. Top of hour number two will be Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. Always good to get an update from him. Talk some college football with Blake and Berg. Josh Newberg is checking in. He's got the Florida State site and also the podcast called The Big Three Roll-Up, which is very popular. He'll check in a little later, hour three. I'm a bit surprised that Obina Eze, now some of you will know him, some of you may not. Big 6'8 offensive tackle from this area. And actually moved over here from over in Africa, but has been a member of this community, if you will, for a few years since high school, and played at Memphis. And also TJ Carter from this area, defensive back, good player. They played at Memphis under Coach Norvell. They both announced within the last week or maybe a little longer that they were going to hit the Hegong Gateway. They played a lot of games at Memphis and both decided on TCU. I'm a little surprised Florida State wasn't in that with them. Obina Eze probably plays on Sunday. He is a legit 6'8 offensive tackle. That was very raw when he got here, but was so big and athletic, he developed really, really fast. Probably should have been recruited by some bigger schools, actually, about 4 years ago or so. Anyways, didn't mean to get off track there. 615-844-5600 is the number if you'd like to check in. This morning, already people cracking jokes now. I see this. I see what you're doing. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King, and you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Self-esteem coach this morning on Twitter. Bill, UT had Mac problems. I imagine this is never going away, whether it's true or not. Georgia Dawn, Bill, Georgia Chick-fil-A or Waffle House? Which one do they use? So does every school have a coded fast food bag that they use? Well, the only one that's accused is Tennessee right now. If I'm Tennessee, I don't let anybody else steal this. It's too good. On Tuesday, trying to get my days right, on the Dan Patrick Show, he said he's got a source that is telling him one of the things that has Tennessee in trouble. Jeremy Pruitt got fired. 9 others got unhired too. Was that when recruits would visit campus, they were given McDonald's bags. And if you looked in the bag, which somebody hands you a McDonald's bag, the point is you want to look in there, right? What do I have here? Some Big Macs, some McNuggets, some fries. Do they still do those apple pies in there too? It's been so long, I wouldn't know. Now, I've gotten recently a small order of fries there when I was desperate. But anyways, you look in there if you're a recruit visiting Tennessee, according to this story, and in there is cash. In there is money. Now, I have talked to a few folks, and I've also seen some people on Twitter who say that absolutely is not true. Well, I can tell you, this whole mess is about giving money to players. So that part is true. I think the debate would be, was there a scheme where they would put money in the McDonald's bags? That's the question. And again, I've seen some people on Twitter. Most everybody's taking this as gospel. But I've seen a few on Twitter say that that's not true. We've been checking around. I'm told it was true. Yeah, my phone was ringing pretty good yesterday. So that debate will rage on, but this is absolutely about money to players, and it looks ugly. It looks like it's going to get rough. It also involves money to a current recruit who signed with another SEC school. I'll just leave it at that for now. Signed with another school, but it was a promise made of a lot of money. I am also told that let's get back to the snitch. Yeah, let's go back to that topic. Remember, Dondi Plowman at the press conference on Monday said a credible source, quotes there, credible source, on November 13th gave them the info. Here's what I have. I am told that was an inside job too. That was not another school. That's what I'm being told here. All interesting. Very interesting. I mentioned on Tuesday, again, trying to keep the day straight here, that I'm suspicious as to why somebody would want to snitch. What went wrong there? And why did it have to happen on November 13th? Because this dates back a little bit. This is not, oh, about a week ago, we noticed somebody's getting paid. No, no, no. This is heading back to Jeremy Pruitt, who just finished up, well, his third and last year at Tennessee. Because you got to remember, recruits, officially or, well, somewhat unofficially, you can do it on your own dime, But you cannot be going to campus now for quite a while, months, and be shown around because of the rules, the pandemic rules we have here. And the dead period, too, that keeps getting extended from last spring to, well, to now and beyond. Don't know the end of it. But you could go to campus, walk around alone, and maybe do a Zoom meeting on your phone while you're walking around, have somebody talk you through it. You could do that. That's happening. But this dates back some. Now, it's doesn't date back to Butch. It's on Jeremy Pruitt's watch. All of this is on Jeremy Pruitt's watch. Also, I am told that Fulmer had no choice but to retire. Yeah, he did not, despite the way they're trying to mold this, you know, or spin this, Fulmer had to go. Now Fulmer didn't do anything, okay? This is but the complete failure of this entire mess is on his plate. He brought this guy in, all these hires, all these people got unhired, was ultimately on his watch too. Now, even though I'm confident they'll never be able to point to Fulmer and say he was involved or at all with knowledge of this, I find it hard to believe that you're the AD. 10 people just got unhired for what we're talking about here, whether it involved McDonald's bags or not, and it never got to your desk what was going on. I find that very hard to believe. Again, I don't think anything will ever be done. I think he'll be in the clear. I find it hard to acknowledge that he knew absolutely nothing. That makes no sense. This entire fiasco is a colossal Philip Fulmer catastrophe. Another item about Fulmer, and he's retiring once they find an AD. You think he'd want to be the AD after this? You think he wants to head up another search and have another disaster on his hand? He is not qualified to do this. He is not qualified to be an AD. I thought it was a good move at the time just because it settled everything down. The John Curry thing was not going well either. They ended up firing him. They fired the clown show president before. Shortly thereafter, after that. What was her name? Beverly Davenport had no business running the University of Tennessee. I guess she was the chancellor. Absolute disaster that was too. But in the beginning, I thought the former move was good because, again, he's a Tennessee guy. He's known for his success and his unhiring in 08. But the best run Tennessee's had in modern history was Philip Fulmer led. Got to give him credit for that. And it was very successful for a stretch. But after that, he had no skill level to be the AD at Tennessee. None at all. And I can promise you, he don't want to be on call anymore as the AD to go in another search and to perhaps have that one end up another disaster. Because Tennessee is full of disasters. But this has got Philip Fulmer's catastrophe fingerprints all over it, regardless of what he knew or may not have known. It's big, big mess, y'all. Blake Norman, Buckeye. Bill, McDonald's ain't got nothing on Bob Evans. How do you think we've been on such a great run? It's a picture of Urban Meyer and a coffee cup, which says Bob Evans Farms. So that's their way of doing things. Coach Marshall built here is Vanderbilt's hot spot, and it's a coffee mug that has the name Waffle House on it. Well, we need the break. Tennessee's basketball team last night went to Florida. Florida missing three of their better players. Lost by 26. The team picked to win the SEC, Tennessee. Couldn't shoot, couldn't do anything. I don't know if the whole McDonald's thing got to the basketball team. I don't mean like as far as recruiting. I just mean the whole story weighed them down. I don't know. Very embarrassing. Not a good look. I was cooking some chicken, and we had some enchiladas going, too, in the kitchen, chicken on the rec deck. And the Tennessee game was on. The kids were watching it. Every time I'd go by, it was another bad play. The Vols, I mean, just, oh. All right, first break. Brett Cianci, bottom of the hour. That's coming up. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic looks pretty decent right now as we check it out live here, I-40 through the heart of downtown here at DeMumbrement Broadway. Traffic still looks good coming up from Brentwood, Franklin on I-65 going northbound up through that part of Williamson County. We've only seen a couple of minor accidents out here so far. Let's keep up the good work. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Football fans, I have the perfect way for you to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can place a 3+ same game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with the same game parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. You gotta like the ease of use, and it's got some big super boosts this weekend with those odds specials. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started, and use my promo code WNSR to sign up. Go check out same game parlays only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast break in radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam Sports Grill, and Sam Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Brantley on Twitter says, Bill, I found the snitch, and it's a video of the Hamburglar. Now, the snitch is an insider. Let me read one tweet here, and then we'll get the calls. And then we've got to get Brett Ciancia. Got to find it, though. Okay. Golden Domer 98, who's actually a Tennessee fan. He just changed it because Tennessee's season in football, as you probably know, fell into the abyss. Says, Bill, I saw one report where it stated a compliance person at Tennessee was snooping around. Pruitt went ballistic on them. The person was so infuriated, they went to the president. That is, let me think about this. That is fairly accurate. Parts of that are accurate, yes. Yeah, it was, yes. It was so amateur the way Tennessee was doing things. Look, kids are getting stuff on the side. I don't care where you're at. And every school probably has their own way. But Tennessee's methodology here was so amateurish. So it makes you scratch your head. Okay, get a few calls. Down to Tampa, down to Hillsborough County. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate it.
I'm driving through Lake Okeechobee right now, headed back from South Florida, headed home. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You had a meeting down in Miami, right?
Yeah, I was down there yesterday. We got done late last night, so I'm headed home this morning. I thought
gotcha.
I'd stop at a fishing a little bit, but I ain't got time. Here's your bike.
I bet you down there that's about as good as it gets.
Oh, the chub is awesome, man. You ever get down this way, I'll take you. You catch some big bass down there, nice bass.
Now, what?
Big,
what's the...
You got crappie down there big as wide as both of your hands.
Now, are there any problems with gators while you're down there fishing?
There's gators everywhere, man. It's Florida. There's gators everywhere.
Right. No, I got it.
I was fishing the Everglades one time. We had some bluegill, and we had them in a stringer over the side of the boat years ago. All of a sudden, the stringer started yanking. I looked over the side of the boat, and the gator had the stringer full of bluegill in his mouth.
I can only imagine. I told you back 08, the Florida-Oklahoma game. We were down in Miami for that. And a good friend down there took us on a private tour of the Everglades. It was incredible. Wow.
Well, it's beautiful out there. I mean, there's gators, there's snakes, and there's a lot of stuff out there to get rid of you real quick.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You could if you had some problems, they could make you disappear real quick.
Before they redid Alligator Alley, there was a road to cut from Alligator Alley over to Tamiami Trail, which is 41, a dirt road.
Yeah.
You could drive down that road, and there's a canal, and there was gators from 2 foot long to 12 foot long, stacked up like cordwood all along that bank. You could throw somebody in there, and that'd be the end of it.
Well, it probably happened some, I'm guessing.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit. You know, this Tennessee thing, you know, Fatmer, I just picture him dressed up in a hamburger costume. He'd be perfect as a hamburger. But
which one? Who, the Cosby Cattleman?
No, Fatmer. Yeah, Fatmer in a hamburger outfit. Oh. Cosby Cattleman in one of them other outfits. They'd get to go on tour together.
Wow.
That guy must be, let's take showers in Teflon because Major Dundee or whatever her name is, she's an idiot. They need to put duct tape on her mouth.
You're talking about Dondi Plowman?
Yeah, whatever her name is. They need to put tape on her mouth. She dumped them in, admitted to crap, ratted them out. I mean, she's the worst rat they got.
Well, she sure spelled out some doom and gloom. I'll put it that way.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, I watched a little bit on YouTube. Fatmer looked as uncomfortable like he was going before a firing squad. That guy burnt that thing down two or three times.
Yeah, he looked totally defeated.
Yeah, he's like a barely tall. Rah, 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 rah. Thought he was half drunk. But that's going to get ugly before it gets better. Real ugly.
Yep. Agreed.
FSU, we got Zaxby's Chicken. That's our sack.
Zaxby's. My kids love that. They love going to Zaxby's and getting that chicken, fries, whatever meal. They love that stuff, man.
Yeah, they're a big advertiser at FSU. They got a Zaxby's this and First Down. And, you know, football now, you listen to it on the radio, First Down sponsored by so-and-so. You're in the so-and-so red zone. You're in the so-and-so field goal. You know, everybody sponsors everything, especially on the radio.
Yep. Yep, I'm aware. I'm aware. Alan, be safe there, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call, everybody. Have a good day. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Crazy Charlie, can Black hang with us until we get Brett Ciancia? Yeah, Black, if you can, I'm running late, Crazy Charlie. I don't know. Can I get Black here or not? What do you think? Okay, I tell you what. Black, jump in here, man. What's up?
Hey, no, I can hold, man. I don't want none. I was just calling to make fun of Phil Fulmer, man. But I would like to listen, man. So go ahead. I'll call back.
Okay. Yep, yep.
All right, bro.
Please call back. Yeah, Black, please call back. Everybody, we all love hearing from you. He brings it no matter what the topic is. We just added to the layers of topics with this latest here. Here's one called Jay Cutler's Burner Account. Says, Bill, do you think Fat Phil will be driving a Harley down in Key West? Now, do all of you understand the what that means when the Cosby Cattleman calls about the former women's basketball coach and what she's doing these days? You'd have to connect it up. Rock Westfall, and we'll take the break. Says, now we know who Judas, again, he said Judas Fatmer. It's karma, dog. Yeah, it's Philip Fulmer's legacy is very tarnished. And it's a shame. Well, it's deserved, but it's also a shame because he actually led Tennessee on a epic run as the coach before it fell apart. And it sustained for a while. But since then, anything he's done has been a catastrophe. He did not come in and save the day. He did not come in and, at least in the end, create unity. He didn't. It's polarized and as toxic as it could have ever been. And Tennessee's got a whole litany of years of this. And they just took the resume and said, oh, hold my beer. I've got one extra for you. We'll take the break. Brett Ciancia coming up. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving fairly decent, actually, right now, coming through Mount Juliet on I-40, leaving Wilson County, headed into Davidson County. Sure, we've seen a couple of earlier accidents out here, including one 1400 block at Charlotte Ave. That's going to put it over in Midtown. Harrison at 10th. That's two cars involved there. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Childress Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Childress Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Childress Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Childress Collision Center.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. an opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Brett Cianci, Pick Six Previews, joins us on Wednesdays. Brett, tell everybody about what you do day-to-day right now as you prepare for the season coming up.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. I produce a college football preview book covering all 65 Power 5 teams every year. It comes out in June. It's been graded the most accurate in the country since 2012. That's by Stassen.com, who grades this against all the publications you see on newsstands and online. So here we are in January. What I do now, this time of year, I go back and kind of relive the season. It sounds crazy, but what I'm doing now is going back, re-listening to podcasts, re-listening to game reviews, watching some game tape, some condensed tape, reading game recaps, kind of going through the season, because when you cover 65 teams week to week, it's just trying to drink out of a fire hose. It's so much information. So I really like to take my time with it, go back. And so right now I'm reviewing the Big 12 and about halfway through the season there, Big 12-wise. So I do that for each conference, get a pretty good feel for each team. And then once spring rolls around, I switch over to spring games, looking at the new roster, looking at transfers, calling coaches, calling coordinators. So, yeah, a lot of work to be done. I'm excited to get going, though.
Anything in your film review or podcast review that jumps out at you that struck you that maybe you didn't think you saw when it was happening live?
Yeah, so I think with Oklahoma, I think when you're in the moment of it and you see that they had those two early losses, I saw a lot of national blame thrown on the Spencer Rattler, and I think that might have been unfairly placed. I think that I think at times he had a couple freshman mistakes, but I think for the majority of it with Oklahoma, they kind of got stuck with some bad suspensions there by some star players over the first half of the season, Ronnie Perkins. In the back, Ramondre Stevenson. So those two stars being out the first half of the season really hurt them. They were already thin at running back with Trey Sermon transferring. They had another player opt out at running back. So it was a thin running back group early on. The offensive line, actually, that's been a staple of Oklahoma's program under Bill Biedenboe, one of the best O-line coaches in the country. And they took a slight step back as well this year, too. So I think, Rattler is going to be an incredible prospect here next year. He showed that at times already in 2020. But I think it was kind of unfair to place a lot of that blame on them. So I'm looking at Oklahoma. They look really, really good, Bill.
Not only that, and they're having another good recruiting class, but they just got former five-star left tackle Wanye Morris from the transfer portal, and he announced he's going to Oklahoma. That's a big pickup, and they lose a pretty good chunk on that offensive line, including their star center.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Morris was a guy, I think he was preseason All-SEC down there from Tennessee. I mean, certainly he's going to come in and start and bolster which normally one of the best units in the country. So, yeah, they're looking really strong. Looking at my numbers with them, my game grader formula that looks at opponent-adjusted and pace-adjusted, all those different metrics. Really high grade for Oklahoma this year, too. So when you look back on them, both their losses were by one score. And, I mean, I don't want to try and give them excuses, but a lot of them were late turnovers and such. Iowa State, I'll give them credit. Iowa State really pounded them down the stretch in the fourth quarter. But Oklahoma should have beaten Kansas State. Respect for what Chris Klieman did there, but that was a collapse. So, but yeah, looking at Oklahoma down the stretch, though, those were both early season losses. They really flexed down the stretch here, and they look strong. Another team I'm really interested in is TCU. I think they're better than the record showed. Gary Patterson, again, doesn't get enough credit. I remember, back in October, Tom Herman was running his mouth about Gary Patterson. Hey, TCU is 7-2 against Texas the last 9 years, so I don't know if Texas should be talking to TCU like that. But I like what they have coming back on defense. Max Duggan's also another guy who gets a lot of flack nationally, but I really like him. He's a tough competitor, leader. He's a great runner. If he could just tweak the passing a tiny bit and maybe get a better offensive coordinator and a system there, they're an offensive coordinator away.
Well, since I mentioned transfer portal, two players from here that played at Memphis, Obina Eze, who's a 6'8 offensive tackle, and TJ Carter, a corner, both announced recently that they're transferring to TCU too. So a lot of new – I guess the future is going to be not only recruiting, as it has always been, but now we're all going to be thinking about transfers and quick fixes more so than ever before, and I don't see that going away unless they change the rules.
Yeah, I mean, look at the two teams we just mentioned. There's transfers galore, and I think that it's going to be a record-setting transfer portal year. That's just a whole other sector of my book I'm going to have to put in, and I'm excited about it, but it's going to be a ton of research and seeing how all these pieces fit together. I think from 247 Sports, Josh Pate said it perfectly, how these scouting departments, they kind of need a whole new department, like, not just scouting high school recruits or scouting JUCO guys, but scouting other FBS and FBS – FCS rosters, just seeing who these guys are, who would fit, and it's crazy. It's like free agency, but going to be a ton of moving parts. Especially another angle here is with 2020, the extra eligibility year, where normally you just have those seniors going pro or graduating and leaving the program, but now with the option to come back, it's going to be these developmental programs like in Iowa or Wisconsin or Utah, I think benefits more getting all those fifth and sixth year guys coming back.
Your thoughts on the mess on Rocky Top at Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, right when I was starting to think about the coaching carousel being quiet this year, good old Rocky Top throws us a curveball late. I can't believe it. I guess also there was some off-the-field stuff, and we'll get into that over the next weeks and months. I'm sure more will come out. But, speaking strictly football-wise, coming into 2020, I was pretty high on Tennessee. I think a lot of the preseason publications were not high enough to win the East. I had them third there behind Florida and Georgia. But I really thought this defense was turning a corner under Jeremy Pruitt. You saw it on the field late 2019. From the halfway point on, they were playing great defense. Your eyes saw it watching tape, but also my numbers really showed it. And I thought that, with a lot of those guys, I think it was 9 starters back or 8 starters back on defense, plus this offensive line was supposed to be incredible. I really thought they'd take a jump. And saw a little bit the first two games, but then really the wheels fell off. So, it's just, I don't know. Offense really couldn't get out of its own way. The turnovers were still a terrible issue. So I guess it was time for a move there too, football-wise.
Yeah, and it's a little awkward. They brought in Kevin Steele about a week ago, named him an defensive assistant, and right now he's gone from that to the acting head coach. So we don't know if maybe he keeps it a year. They also have some areas on the staff where they need to make hires, like the offensive line, like the defensive line coach. And what a time, because Steele – needs to hire there, but if they go and then after they get their new AD, go get the next head coach, is that going to be the people he wants on the staff? This is real messy right now.
Yeah, I was, when you were listing off those position openings, I was going to say the AD spot's open too, so it's going to be a mess. Yeah, you look at some of these candidates, it's so late in the ball game too, but Tom Herman being available, Bill O'Brien from the NFL, former Penn State guy who helped get them out of sanctions. He was huge for Penn State back in 2012 through 14. I don't know the level of sanctions or if any are coming to Tennessee, but he's kind of a proven rebuilder in that sense, and a good NFL offense mind. You got Jamie Chadwell and Hugh Freeze down there in that region, who had great non-AQ seasons or group of five seasons, whatever you call it. It's funny too, another name that's popped up that's now looking for a job is Gus Malzahn, but kind of blocked there with Steele after that whole fallout at Auburn. You can't really bring him in again.
No.
So what a mess. And my only prediction, and it's a pretty safe one, is I think it'll go less than those 27 days it took last time around, back in 2017. That search was just incredible.
Good point. Yeah, they said that they would get their new AD first because they want the new AD to be happy with whoever the new coach is. And that makes sense. That makes sense. You want everybody to be synced up. Not that they're very synced up at all right now, but that does make some sense. When you look back at the 20 season we just finished up, who was the team that you feel like was most disappointing? Let everybody down. Did not accomplish what was predicted.
Well, I mean, there's a few. Speaking of top 10 teams that came in preseason top 10 and really fell, there was two with Penn State and LSU. I remember Penn State was somewhere considering to be a potential threat to Ohio State and the Big Ten East and the Big Ten overall. They opened up with five straight losses, so Penn State's down there. LSU, talking about defending champions, I think they were statistically the worst defending champs since at least the 90s and maybe – even beyond that, I stopped looking after the Georgia Tech team in 91. So just a terrible transition year at LSU. And we kind of saw some of that. We saw the cracks forming just because of how perfect 2019 was. All these 14 NFL starters drafted and Heisman winner and all the, defensive coordinator, pass game coordinator, all these guys left. And, of course, LSU recruits at a top five clip. So you thought maybe they'd plug some spots there. But, it was a perfect storm in 2019, and to see it kind of collapse was crazy. And then some other blue bloods we talk about that are still down and trying to get out of a rut. I mean, Florida State, Tennessee, Nebraska, Michigan. Michigan had a terrible year there, and I'm not sure how Harbaugh kept his job. I know that Don Brown had to be the sacrifice there, the defensive coordinator. But, so those are some programs that you thought you'd see better from or at least have a higher expectation of where they ended up.
Tell everybody how they can get your info. I know your book doesn't come out for a while, but how they can get all your info.
Yeah, thanks. Book comes out in June, but over these next 6 months, I'll be tweeting stuff out as I'm researching on Twitter at Pick6Previews and online at pick6previews.com. So, I have stuff coming out every day. I mean, as I'm going through, I'm kind of letting everyone know what I'm working on and as we move towards June. So thanks again, Bill, and talk to you guys next week.
Appreciate it. See you next time. Thank you. There he is. Brett Cianci on Pick 6 Previews. Top of the hour, we'll go down to Louisiana. Blake Ruffino will be checking in with us. 615-844-5600. Black, if you are out there and you're available, you can dial us up or whoever. Anybody is allowed to check in. And again, if you're on Twitter, at Bill is King. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume is on the increase out here down Ellington Parkway. Here comes that steady flow of traffic for this time of the morning through Mount Juliet right now through that portion of Wilson County. Looks good as far as interstate accidents. 1400 Charlotte Ave. Hopefully that wreck will be completely cleared up in just a few minutes. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA tonight, the Grizzlies on the road taking on the Trail Blazers. Memphis at plus 105 on the money line. Portland minus 125, over under 222. Conference championship games happening on Sunday in the NFC. The Packers, a 3.5-point home favorite over the Bucks, the over under 51. Later in the AFC, the Bills at the Chiefs. Chiefs currently a 3-point favorite, over under 53.5. Patrick Mahomes still in concussion protocol as of this morning. Latest Masters futures. The Masters tournament set to be played April 8th through the 11th. Dustin Johnson currently at plus 1,000 odds to win. Rory McIlroy at plus 1305. Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm each at plus 1350. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
State forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 46. Showers likely tonight, low 38. Chance of showers and mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 52. And mostly cloudy Thursday night, low 35. Utilize the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Dan Harrelson, who's with USA Today, covers Tennessee, has an interesting article. I was just looking at it. He says Tennessee may want to try a combination of AD Danny White, who is, not the former Cowboys quarterback years ago. No. Different Danny White. The current AD at UCF, that Danny White, and the White family, which is all in athletics, seemingly, seems like, right? But he hired, when he was at Buffalo, previous to UCF, Lance Leipold, who I really like. He used to message me all the time. He was at Wisconsin Whitewater, won all kinds of championships there. You talking about a tough guy, football coach, too? If you've got a program that needs a toughness instilled every day and not this smoke and mirrors stuff, he's one of your guys. He also spent some time at Nebraska previously on the staff. But anyways, got hired to go to Buffalo. You've seen what Buffalo has done under his tutelage. And so they know each other. Danny White's brother is the basketball coach at Florida, Mike White. His other brother is the AD at FAU, I believe. And his dad, their dad, is the outgoing AD at Duke, who used to be the AD at Notre Dame. It's a very, I think they've got a sister, it says here, who's in the athletic department at SMU. They are all over that family, all over the athletic administration scene in colleges, scattered everywhere. It's an interesting article here. Now, again, no idea who Tennessee's going to end up with because they don't have their new AD. And the new AD is going to be heavily involved here. So we can speculate all we want. Now, for the people who say, well, that's not a big name. Hey, let me come close. I need to tell you something. A big name's not coming. You haven't been able to get a big name when this mess wasn't going on. Don't come to me with some big name aspiration. That dude ain't coming to Rocky Top. It's way too toxic. Whoever you get to go to Tennessee to be the head football coach is going to be a reach. Now, reach doesn't have to be negative. Many times it is, but it doesn't have to be. You can go get a guy who hasn't had that kind of opportunity yet, and he turns out well. The odds aren't very good, but that can happen. But you're not going to get some guy who's got a sparkling resume, who's won everywhere on a D1 P5 level. I don't care what the dude's name is. He's not going to Rocky Top. That's not happening. So don't come to me with, well, that's Wisconsin Whitewater, Bill, oh my God. Well, I don't know what you're thinking, but you're wasting your time on your dream list. There ain't no dream list. L Dog down in Georgia says, Bill, they should call Greg McGarrity. Recently retired Georgia AD, runs things by the book, very financially sound. Left Georgia sitting on a big pile of cash. Georgia just spent over $180 million on a football facility. Improvements over the last 5 years. I don't think McGarrity, I mean, I think he just wants to retire into the sunset, right? I don't think that's happening. But did a good job. I think you're right. Jeff, too. Bill, I can't imagine Pruitt and Sexton, Jimmy Sexton is his agent, are going to just let $12.6 million go by the wayside. Tennessee fans who wanted Pruitt gone can be happy all they want, but I think this entire situation is going to blow up in their face. A lawsuit by Pruitt has to be pending. Oh, absolutely. Got to remember, Jimmy Sexton, the best agent in college sports, he's brilliant. He not only gets money from each coach that he has under his wing when they're coaching, but when they're fired, let's say, and there's a buyout, he gets percentages of the buyout, too. So, yeah, Jimmy has things to fight for here, too. Now, Jimmy's made a ton of money. If they never get that money, it won't matter to his bottom line. But Jimmy ain't going to just sit there and let this happen. You got to remember, the best agent in college sports is a Tennessee guy, Jimmy Sexton. Many times, I wonder if we could count. It'd be interesting. I have never seen this data. It's probably not available. But somebody could do the research. Jeff, too, you don't have enough time. Don't even try, Jeff, too. It'd be too time-consuming. I wonder how many times in Jimmy Sexton's career that he's had the coach at a school, football coach, who got fired, and he's got the coach who's going to get hired next at the place where his other client just got unhired. That's happened multiple times. He's got Hugh Freeze. I don't think Tennessee can do anything with Hugh Freeze, but that's just an example. That happens many times to him. Yep. Many, many times. Aliquippa Bob, Bill, you're telling me James Franklin didn't throw his name out there for the Rocky Top job? Yeah, one of the things about James is if there's a job opening, which helps get his name out there and helps with I guess, leverage. I mean, he's making a ton of money. Then James is going to have his name leaked out there. That's one of the items with him. I have not heard that one, though. No. And it's interesting because James has his dream job. Penn State is the ultimate destination he always wanted, and he's got it, right? Still doesn't hurt to put your name out there. Kind of secretly, though, does it? Well, there's the music. Hour two, Blake Ruffino down in the boot, down in Louisiana. Always looking forward to talking to him and Berg a little bit later, Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.